actually. I think it's a kick forwards into the right.
Is that intentional runner? It's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
Have you ever played golf with a celebrity?
No. I played with some PGA professionals, though. Bryce Mulder at TPC.
I've never heard of that man. So
that's okay. I don't think he's been on tour for a while.
Okay. We're coming to you live from Neil's bedroom. We thought the audio might be a little bit better in here because our fridge has been making some weird noises.
You know how it is.
But there will not be a video from Neil's bedroom. That's an invasion of privacy that we're not ready to breach yet. We'll work on something for Thursday. Unfortunately, we're going to have a Monday finish on the PGA Tour, which stinks because it means, you know, now that we have, like, jobs, we can't watch anything anymore.
Yeah.
Truly, my heart goes out to Patrick Cantlay. I know he's not playing this week, but I know somewhere out there he's saying that these pampered Fs need to play. If you think a little bit of wind on the West Coast was
how
bad...
How much wind was it?
I mean, it was pretty damn windy. The videos are pretty windy. That didn't stop. The Arctic blast didn't stop me from going out and getting drinks this weekend.
Amen.
I think some people can play some golf in a heavy gust of wind. Grow up, guys. Overall, really good golf being played, though. I'd like to give myself a pat on the back for knowing the game. Danny McCarthy is 2 strokes off the lead heading into the final round. He's only got 4 holes to play, so don't think he's going to get it done unless Justin Rose hits the self-destruct button. Brandon Wu has snuck into the top 10, which is, you know, my pick for the week. He's actually T5 as of now. Look, I hate to say that I know everything about this game, but sometimes I really do, and it's shocking. Neil, I know you watched a good bit today. What do you think of the coverage?
I watched a couple holes. I thought the coverage was pretty normal. I don't know. I didn't really have any major takeaways from it.
Did you see Keith Mitchell mic'd up when he was tied for the lead or close to the lead at that point? I believe he might have been tied for the lead when they had the microphone on him.
Keith Mitchell? No, he wasn't. No.
Okay.
Why? What was he doing?
Well, they put the mic on him
right
for his pre-shot routine. Audio was a little weak, I'm not going to lie, but overall, good insight. It was just another good caddy conversation. They didn't really talk to him as much. They talked a little bit about the NFL quarterbacks in attendance, but really good, insightful stuff about what he's looking for, wind changes, club selection, all just useful information that, you know, I hope we continue to get more of as the year goes on.
That's good stuff.
And low commercial coverage today from CBS. That's always a plus to them. That's a pretty rare sight. As we head into Monday, I think Jay Rose holds on to this one.
Okay.
I might throw a few bucks on him at the live line. I'm sure the odds aren't great, but, you know, it seems like a pretty secure. He's 2 up. He's got 9 holes to play. It looks like the weather is going to chill out a little bit. So I'm pretty sure I can cross this one off the list. Neil, any takes from the celebrity tournament? I know Aaron Rodgers won, and you think he was shaving strokes out there?
From what I was told, Aaron Rodgers kind of a sandbagger, which doesn't shock me at all. He usually plays like a 3-4 handicap, but he's playing at like a 10 or something like that. I don't know. That was all secondhand information to me. I don't know any of this. But, yeah, that wouldn't shock me if he was. And I was actually paying attention to Gareth Bale, just because that guy cared more about golf than Real Madrid for the past couple years.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he put his money where his mouth is and, you know, actually played in this event. And,
yeah,
it seemed like he did okay.
He played pretty well. He finished with Joseph Bramlin at 16 under. Rodgers and Silverman got to 26 under. But, you know, that's in contention. Real lost to Mallorca today. So
they did.
I mean, I think
they're kind of lost right now.
Yeah, I think he made the right choice. Pau Gasol played well. He's got a good little over-the-top move.
Wait, that was Pau Gasol?
Yeah, he played.
No way!
Yeah. Bateman and Arnett, the features of our bit last week, stunk up the joint, which is upsetting.
That's tough.
But yeah, that was really the big names. I can't stand Aaron Rodgers, like, at all.
Who can at this point?
I think he should be wiped off the face of the planet from a media standpoint. I'm so sick of his jargon. I'm just over him.
Yeah.
I hope no NFL team resigns him or signs him.
I'm pretty sure somebody will.
The Raiders, I think I saw.
Yeah, I think wouldn't shock me.
Josh McDaniels and Aaron Rodgers would have a field day together. After commercial, we're going to talk a little bit of Liv. Phil was in the news this week, tweeting up a storm once again. And we're going to break down what he said about a PGA versus Liv event. That was a mouse.
Yeah,
that was definitely a mouse. Damn it. Back from commercial here, we did have a Danny Woodhead sighting on the Twitter.com.
I haven't thought about that man in years.
He's a one handicap, apparently.
Is he really?
He murders the ball. So Flushing It, at Flushing It Golf, tweeted, if there was a LIV versus PGA Tour team event in a Ryder Cup format, it would be fantastic. Congrats on the original thought, Flushing It Golf. Nobody said that yet.
Yeah, no shit, pal.
And then Danny Woodhead said, yeah, this would be awesome, blah, blah, blah. And Phil took the moment to step in and reply to Danny and said, we would dominate them so soundly and it would be over so quick that TV would have to fill an hour of dead time. That's why it's not happening at this time.
Okay, Phil.
And then I thought it'd be great, Golf Digest put together what the matchups would look like. So Tiger versus Phil would be the headliner. Sure. I think Tiger smokes Phil at this point. Phil hasn't played good golf in like 3 years.
I was going to say, where's Phil been?
Yeah. JT versus DJ would be a great match. Those are two guys who seem to be on top of their game. It's also sad, Jordan Spieth had an interview this week where he said, we miss DJ. That made me sad.
That's tough.
They were like, he never caused any issues, just comes here, plays golf, genuinely nice guy.
Lunch pail guy.
Never says anything bad, and I'm upset that he's not here anymore. That hurt me. Jordan versus P. Reed. P. Reed's playing good golf, unfortunately, but Jordan's actually not at the moment. But I
advantage Liv?
Advantage Liv on that one, maybe. Rory versus Cam Smith would be a pure bloodbath. I think that would be, like, that would be must-watch television.
That'd be cool. That'd be the best one of the day, I would think.
They put together Xander and Abe Answer. I think Abe actually won.
Abe just won.
Yeah, Abe won the LIV event this week. Good for Abe. Another one who's tough to lose. Tony Finau, Paul Casey. Tony Finau might beat Paul 5-4. That would be an absolute beatdown. Matty Fitz would smoke Bryson. Bryson got dropped by Cobra.
Did he?
As well this week.
Tough scene.
2 summers ago, I met a Cobra guy at Trump National in D.C., one of their reps. And it was the week that Bryson ordered 15 prototype driver heads in 1 week and said they were all terrible. I've never heard so many curse words on a driving range about something other than a golf swing. It was unbelievable how much that guy couldn't stand Bryson. So I'm shocked it took him 2 years to get rid of him.
It's a good story. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell it because it's bad. I didn't want to, you know, when you're in the industry,
right?
You don't want to talk about the industry outside of anything. But you know, now that I'm out. Tom Kim would just assault Ian Poulter on the golf course.
Hey, what is that?
Yeah, John Rahm would pummel Brooks Koepka at the moment. Max Homa would eviscerate Sergio. Patrick Cantlay and Joaquin are both seem to be kind of out of the picture right now. Colin Morikawa might beat Matthew Wolf 10-9. I don't think Matthew Wolf is like playing golf at the moment. And then Scotty Scheffler versus Mark Leishman is the last matchup. I don't know if I agree with the matchups that Golf Digest threw out
here. It got a little weird.
But that might also just show the lack of depth currently in LIV. I guess you could throw in like Nelly versus that. You know what? That's what LIV should do. I'll give LIV a free idea right here. LIV should set up their own team event that includes both men and women. And it should be like a Ryder Cup style, like their big marquee team event. Like this seems like, I'm sure they're already working on this. If they want to tap into the new, if they want to be the new thing with new ideas, they should get women playing team events with men on a big stage and just totally throw the irony of it in everyone's face that they're promoting the women's game. I hope they don't do that though, because that would really stink. Because that I would watch that probably.
Yeah.
So, I hope everyone has a great week. Hopefully, Justin Rose wins this, and I win a few bucks, and we'll see you Thursday. Swing it like a
boomerang, a tank, come around, round, wanna hit the top, top.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Chip, putt, you know what's the big whoop when I play my game, and then I make my mama proud.
Woo. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far, then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the,
ooh, la, 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 la.
Treat, treat. I want my birthdays all day long, let the bogeys go, it's a hey.